Moncrief on News Talk.
On the subject of nudity, what is it like to walk into a room full of strangers and take your clothes off in front of them? And no, not in the way you might think, but as a life model for art classes. Johnny Murray, who's an artist himself, has been doing it for the last 3 years. Afternoon, Johnny.
Afternoon. How are you?
What made you first do it?
I guess I got into drawing from a young age, and then I got into life drawing. So, and then as a student, obviously money is a difficult thing. Mm. So I knew as a model, you got free drawing lessons. So that was sort of where it started. I sort of just started for free lessons. And then...
is that how they pay you? They give you lessons then in return for each?
Oh, no, they pay me. Well, this one guy, he pays me, and I get to go normally and draw as well.
Right, okay. Yeah. And so, the first one or two times you do it, do they give you kind of pointers or lessons beforehand as to what they expect from you?
Not really lessons. I was encouraged to speak to other models. It's a great community. I spoke to a load of models. They gave me a load of different tips. But at the end of the day, you sort of have to create your own style, create your own poses. And it's more of a thing of getting up there, getting up on that stage and being comfortable with your own skin.
Yeah.
I think that's the main thing.
Yeah. But how do you get comfortable? Well, I suppose, is it just through repetition that you get comfortable doing it?
No, I think beforehand, I was very nervous beforehand. But then as soon as I was up there, all the fear just went away. It was quite strange. And then the second time I did it, it was like I've done it for years. It was kind of strange.
Okay, because I suppose the odd thing about it is that if you take off all your clothes and, you know, nobody's paying any attention to the fact that you're naked, but in a life drawing class, everyone's looking at you.
Yeah.
So do you try to avoid seeing them looking at you or
Well, do you mean like eye contact?
Looking at me.
It's really awkward. It happens like a couple of times because you're looking around and then you get into position and then you might accidentally make eye contact with someone. That is definitely very awkward. So I do try and avert my gaze up at the ceiling or whatever, but it does happen sometimes.
Yeah.
But I try my best not to.
And the people who are there who are drawing, can they be a bit, especially if it's their first time and maybe you're, you know, a seasoned pro at this stage, you come in and you're naked, but can you spot people who might be a bit awkward with the whole thing?
Well, when I first started, I was a bit awkward. When I first started going to drawing classes, live drawing classes, I remember when my first one, it was with the college, I got NCAD. They have their own course there as well. And the first time I was very awkward. I was like, oh, this person is getting dressed in front of me. I was like, how can they do that? It didn't even enter my head. Little did I know a few years later I'll be doing it. But
And is that you actually get undressed in the room or can you get undressed elsewhere and you're wearing a robe or something when you come in?
Yeah, you wear a robe, but there's like, so a couple of places there's a changing room or there's a bathroom. Other places there's like a cover. I don't know what you call it, but yeah, you get changed behind like a wall
screen
or
kind of thing.
Get changed behind that.
And is there a person there who then, you know, when you've taken your clothes off and everyone's ready to start, do they give you instructions as to what poses to take, or are you allowed a certain amount of creativity in this?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, all the places I've modeled for, they let me do whatever I want. Like the poses I do is they're quite. I used to box from a young age, so I do quite athletic poses. Sometimes I tend to throw a punch, or I do a lot of stretching poses as well. But other people, they do poses like Greek statues, they copy poses like that. So it's up to the model themselves. Every model has a different style.
Oh right, okay. And would it always be standing?
Standing, sitting, lying down, yeah.
Okay, so it can be a variety of things. Variety, so is it up to you that you adopt one particular stance and then you go, right, in 5 minutes I'm changing to something else?
The length of time is up to the instigator. So the place I first started at, on Pierce Street, Dublin Life Drawing, there's 5 1-minute poses, so you can do like crazy 1-minute poses, and then 3 5-minute poses, And then you do go into longer poses, like 15 or 20 poses.
Okay.
Yeah, and, so that's the usual structure.
Yeah, and for 15 or 20 minutes, it can be difficult. I mean, have you ever adopted a pose and God, I wish I hadn't done this?
Definitely, yeah. No, there was one pose, I was slightly leaning forward, and 5 minutes in, I started getting these shooting pains up my back. it was awful. This was about a month ago I did that pose, so I was like well-seasoned. Yeah, I'm definitely not doing a pose like that again.
Yeah.
It was awful. Yeah. I don't know how I survived.
If they do it for a minute then, that you're really challenging the artist then to kind of get this done as quickly as possible.
Mm. Yeah, it's like warming up the artist. Like, you're not trying to create like a masterpiece.
Yeah.
It's just trying to warm up your, like, artistic mind and, like, you know, not really, just a loose gestures on
just
the page.
So it's just a few charcoal strokes.
Whatever. Just get used to it.
Yeah.
And then you go into the longer one slowly. It's like exercise. You warm up first and then you go into the hard stuff.
And as you said, you have your own poses. Are you trying to think of new poses all the time?
Yeah. Some people prepare, some of the models prepare before classes. I sort of think of the next pose while I'm doing another pose. So while I'm doing one pose, I'll think about, okay, I'll do this next, I'll do that next, which on one side is okay because I don't stress about it beforehand. But on the other side, I could pick a pose that I'm not prepared for, which, like, I could pick a pose that's really difficult and I don't realize it's really difficult.
Yeah. But you can't, I assume there's an expectation upon you not to repeat poses, because they're not going to go, oh, Johnny's doing boxing again.
I try not to repeat poses. Usually I don't, but sometimes I get a bit lazy.
Yeah.
And I might repeat a pose from the previous class, but not in the same.
Yes. Are you kind of aiming for something in your poses in the sense you want it to replicate real life, or is it like more classical?
Well, I don't know.
Because I read it was like one of yours is waiting for a bus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's what I've been getting into recently. When I first started, I thought I was going to do like really crazy poses. I'll do like really athletic, like, you know, something that's like, I don't know, more cool animated. I don't know, something more mundane poses, like waiting for a bus, or you're waving at a friend, or you're looking over an edge. Some poses are really simple.
Yeah.
And like I don't really know how to explain them, but it's a new style I'm trying. Constantly trying different styles.
And is your waiting for a bus is like waiting for a bus on a day like today, or waiting for a bus when it's nice and sunny?
It can depend. So I try to have like a pose that would be waiting. I don't know what pose that would be, but yeah.
Yeah.
It was a strange one. I didn't get much feedback on that class, so.
Okay. Oh, do they sometimes give you feedback?
No, not really, but you'd obviously get... the artists come up to you, oh, great class, I really enjoyed this, or thanks, I love that pose you did, or...
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah.
The temperature in the rooms, because, you know, you'd be inclined to make it comfortable for you, which might make it uncomfortable for everybody else, or did they take that into account?
Yeah, I actually wonder that, there's be... obviously, it's winter now, so we have all the heaters on.
Mm.
I sort of have to take priority because I'm the one that's unclothed. I'm pretty cold.
Okay, but, so the rest of them are sweating buckets, but you're fine.
Essentially, yeah.
And do you see any of the work that they do afterwards?
Oh, I do, yeah.
And
I love that part. That's my favorite part.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. And are you tempted to judge them? Because you have to be kind, I suppose.
I'm judging them all the time.
Yeah.
All the time, yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't look like me at all.
Exactly, yeah. Sometimes I'm like that, but then, like, I'm an artist myself. I do bad drawings, and I do good drawings. So, I see it from both sides, which I think is good, you know.
Outside the studio, have you ever bumped into any of the artists?
Yeah.
Because I just, like, you know, you're in a restaurant and you go, ah, how are you, Mary? And then Mary's with her husband and the husband's saying, who's he? And then, you know, you can see them, you know, yakking about your naked body for some time across the room.
Yeah, I mean, you could think it was strange, but like for them, for other artists, it's completely normal. Mm-hmm. Like they don't. Like, to people who don't go to these life modeling classes or life drawing classes, it's very strange. like my friends think I'm a bit crazy for doing this, but the other artists, they think it's normal.
Yeah, indeed.
So, yeah.
Johnny, that was fascinating. Thanks very much for coming in to talk to us today. That was Johnny Murray there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.